Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Man, talk about free advertising. Peloton has got to be loving all of this.
Killing it. I mean, I still want one.
Yeah, no kidding. I think everybody does. Bless you, Liv, dabbing on those sneezes. Peloton woman, she's in a new gin ad. You might see this soon. The woman's name from the Peloton commercial where she has that whole year-long transformation and everybody's like, but wait a minute, she's already in shape. Why is she working out? That's weird. Well, she's an actress. She plays the wife in the Christmas gift theme spot. But now she's also starring in an ad for Aviation Gin, which is owned by, I didn't know this, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I did not. Now, based on the commercial, the wife is now more interested in, I guess, drinking than, actually exercising. So listen to this ad. Keep in mind, picture, this is, they're playing off the fact that, you know, all the controversy is going on.
This gin is really smooth.
Yeah.
We can get you another one if you'd like.
You're safe here.
To new beginnings.
To new beginnings.
There you go. It's gonna be a fun night.
So she just chugged a whole martini. Or a drink.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You look great, by the way.
I love that.
I mean, kudos to Ryan Reynolds and his team for jumping on this, you know?
Oh, no doubt. Now, here's the thing. It seems like the mom's having a good experience with this, but the guy that plays the father, his name is Sean Hunter. He's an actor, but he's also a teacher. And I guess the exercise commercials really got him, people thinking he's sexist. He's just playing a role. Then people are jumping to conclusions that what they want it to be. It shows, obviously, the guy giving the bike to his wife. And obviously, you know, if you didn't know that, people are like, well, it kind of seems like she needs to get in shape. It's just a commercial.
Yeah, we talked about this on the show, and we were like, hey, is it cute or cringy? Most people thought it was cute because it's like a very expensive hoity-toity bike. The thing was, people thought it was sexist. Like, oh, give, you know, if like as if you gave your wifey a vacuum or a blender. It's like, hey, get in shape, woman. But that's not. I did not take it as that, and I would still love a Peloton.
Santa, are you listening?
Santa, are you listening?
Sean Hunter thinks he's being treated unfairly since the spot has aired for multiple people. He even said most recently in a sketch on a Saturday Night Live.
I love SNL, but when they make jokes of things, I mean, they should see the Instagram DMs I have. It's hurtful. And so a few bad ones, a few negative ones. Some I just delete right away. Some I read and go, yeah, some are personal attacks. Some make fun of my image. Some say, you know, that, you know, you're a bad person for doing that. I won't get into that.
Where was Adele, by the way, in the background? Like, what was he doing?
This guy, honestly, these people, though, I mean, we would never, this could really help boost their career. They should really capitalize on it because otherwise no one would be talking about this guy.
No, it's great. Or that girl. I mean, they're both like good looking people, but still there's average people and they let them have a chance to be big now.
Right.
Okay. The average adult will wake up grumpy. How many days a year do you think, Mackenzie? In 365 days, will we be grumpy?
Grumps? Oh, that's just kind of sad. I'm going to go with 200.
Ha, you're so low.
Really?
300 days a year.
That is so sad.
Researchers surveyed 2,000 adults in the U.S. and they found the average just 65 good mornings a year. A bad night's sleep is the main cause of the amount of bad mornings and tossing and turning. So that could be a factor. You don't have to necessarily be mad, but if like you're having a bad morning because you're tired, for example.
Sure.
I have 365 days of bad mornings when it comes to getting up. I love this show. Wish we could do it in the afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. We would love that. Getting up at 3 is rough. I will say, try cryotherapy if you never tried it. It really helps you sleep. I didn't get a lot of sleep. I need like 9 hours of sleep to be happy. I got like 6 hours of sleep. But it really helps you sleep. You just get that deep sleep so you feel alive.
I like that. Okay, and finally, let's do some sports stuff here. Buccaneers beat the Colts 38-35. Broncos over the Texans. What happened? And there, 38-24, your final NBA. The Clippers take on the Pacers tonight. The Kings are taking on the Rockets. College football, we know the playoff picture. Big games over the weekend. LSU jumped ahead of Ohio State. They got the number one spot. The top-ranked Tigers will face number four Oklahoma in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. And Ohio State will play number three Clemson in the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. And this is a sporting event. Actually happened in Indy this past weekend. Congrats. He was on the show on Friday. If you missed it, you can check out the interview at joeandmackenzie.com. Joey Chestnut.
Yes! Jelly!
He ate 10 pounds of shrimp, which won, but the year before, the guy ate 18 pounds. And when I saw 10 pounds, I thought he lost, but he actually won with 10 pounds.
Joey Chestnut is such a gem. Like, he is so down to earth, just a normal, nice dude. I'm so happy for him.
We need him, USA. He won the St. Elmo's Steakhouse Shrimp Cocktail Eating Contest. And finally, today is a very special day. It's National Llama Day.
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner.
Yeah, that's all I got for you. So happy National Llama Day. Shout out to all the llamas and all the things that you do. All right, who's ready for Song of the Day? Let me hear you say whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Song of the Day.
Song of the Day. Song of the Day. We'll do it after Lizzo.